Blog Talk Radio. Ascension. Raising our frequencies to the vibration of light. Ascension is the awakening. And whether or not you're conscious of the frequency change, everything and everyone will ascend on some level. I'm Elaine Marie. And during the next half hour, I'll be serving up a light but nourishing menu of spiritual insight, meditation, and music to help you heal and find your strength, to be here now as you raise your vibration to the fifth dimension. Welcome to Light Lunch. Today, I am going to speak to you about manifesting and finding your own path. I will also lead a letting go meditation and a Light Lines gratitude session, so please have your pen and paper ready. I was participating in Dawn Herring's journal chat, and the discussion was about an article by Amy Shearn called 15 Things Every Woman Should Write Down Right Now. Among the writing prompts were your favorite failure, the hardest thing to forgive, and the best surprise you've ever had. But it was writing prompt number 10 that really got my attention. What younger you would like about present you? I thought about this, and honestly, it was difficult to see the pluses in my life, at least when imagined through the eyes of my younger, highly naive and impressionable self. But I think she'd like my crystal singing bowl and my dollhouse collection, my jewelry, and my huge library of books. And she might even think it's cool that I became a writer and traveled to so many places and married a British yacht captain. However, I suspect there would be a long grocery list of disappointments, beginning with my appearance. Without going into great detail, let's just say that I don't look so groovy anymore, and if I even attempted to wear a miniskirt in public, my younger me would probably want to disavow any knowledge of my action. And I also believe that she would be angry that I had not kept our pact. We had a plan. I was supposed to have become a famous movie star. I was supposed to have married a professional baseball player. Our stately mansion was supposed to be on a huge ranch, surrounded by hundreds of apple trees and a stable full of gleaming, always groomed horses. That was supposed to be my one and only life purpose. That was the plan. But none of these things ever materialized because, well, I didn't even try to manifest them. So I think my younger me would see me today as a real loser. "You were supposed to stick with the plan," she'd say. "What the heck happened to the plan?" Well, there's an old saying that life happens when you're making other plans. And I wonder if she would understand that. Change happens. Misfortune happens. Pain happens. One moment you're skipping confidently along the yellow brick road with a dog in a dream, and the next moment you're staring blindly at signposts, getting directions from some brainless scarecrow. Well, having lost my way is one of those obstacles I never even considered when I was the younger me, but it surely happened, and not just once, but many times. Would she understand that I not only allowed negative things to occur, but I actually manifested them? Back in the 70s, I discovered a wonderful book called The Magic of Believing by Claude M. Bristol. This book made a mighty impact on me and was my introduction to creative visualization and manifesting, although I learned that I had practiced it all my life. As a child, I was encouraged by my parents and educators that if I didn't have what I wanted, I was to either make do or improvise. So no one was terribly surprised when they found I had made a four-tunnel tent from blankets and chairs in our living room, or built a penny carnival in the backyard. Courage is something I have manifested many times, and I wonder if the younger me would have been impressed by that. Like the time I left home at 19 to move to Boston, a big, strange city where I knew absolutely no one. Or when I moved to Rhode Island in my 30s and wanted to attend a writer's conference because there wasn't one in my state, and so I created it myself. Well, writing prompt number 10 inspired me to write my younger me a letter about changes and manifesting, and here it is. "My dear little younger self, do you remember when I used to pretend I was a beautiful fairy with a magical wand? I just wave it around and poof, something I wanted would magically appear like a Barbie dream house. Or something I didn't want would instantly disappear like a warty old toad or a nosy brother. When I first came up with the plan, I didn't have a yearning to find my life purpose or higher purpose. Instead, I had a yearning to be served the world on a silver platter, simply because I thought I was special. I believed the hype that beauty plus money always equals power and happiness, and I thought love would always be romantic. I had no clue about what was really important in life. I thought having a magic wand would give me great power, but I didn't know then that wishing is just one of the steps to manifesting. For instance, you have to believe that you already have what you desire. And I never, ever believed that I would be a famous movie star. Not really. But you're right. I did forget the plan. And I was as surprised as anyone. Somewhere along the yellow brick road, I found I no longer wanted all those material trappings. I began to really see and listen to the world around me, to appreciate the simplest things, right down to the very last bloom on a rosebush in winter. I learned to love myself and to see life as precious, to see people as precious, and to know in my heart that everything and everyone is an extension of the Creator, which means they are also an extension of me. So what you are looking at, my dear young self, is a much improved, much happier me. Trust me when I say that there is more wealth in love and knowledge than there ever could be in a collection of mansions or horses or Ferraris. For me, the right path is the one that makes my heart sing. After a short break, I will lead today's meditation. The song you just heard is Native River Tribes, performed by Guardian Mind Mix. And now, I'd like to share a message from a card I have selected from the Atlantis deck by Diana Cooper, which represents the 1500-year period of Golden Atlantis, a time when people lived in great spiritual harmony and bliss. Today's card is Contemplation. During the times of Golden Atlantis, the people found guidance and clarity by spending quiet time in nature. Let's try manifesting that now with this releasement meditation. Close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. Imagine you are walking through a bright, moonlit path in the woods near a river, carrying a warm red blanket, a wooden flute, and a picnic basket. Your feet are crunching on dry brown and yellow leaves, and there are rabbits and squirrels scampering across your path. As you walk, you notice that the leaves are becoming more damp as you get closer to the water. Bend down and collect 12 of the moist leaves and place them inside your basket. You will use these later when you are ready for releasement. Soon, you are out of the woods and directly facing the rolling river, its dark water rushing over the smooth, large rocks. The full moon shines like a lunar spotlight on the gentle waves, and you are grateful for its comforting brilliance on this dark and cold night. Find a good spot and spread the blanket on the hard ground. Then place the basket and flute on one end of the blanket and be seated on the other. Now, open your basket and remove a leaf. Think of a fear that you would like to release at this time. It may be a fear of failure, a fear of heights, a fear of change, a fear of death. No matter what the fear, you are releasing it today. As you think of your fear, lift the leaf above your head and announce, "I release this fear to the river and to the universe. It is no longer mine to bear." Then toss the leaf into the water and watch it and your fear float away. Now, do this with 5 more leaves until these fears too have floated away. Now, think of all the things you may feel guilty about. Perhaps you feel guilty over something you said, or something you did, or something that you did not do. You want to release these guilty feelings too. Remove a leaf from the basket and lift it high above your head. Then say aloud, "I release this guilt to the river and to the universe. It is no longer mine to bear." Toss this leaf into the water and watch it until it disappears from view. Then remove the remaining 5 leaves from your basket and repeat this ritual until all of the leaves have disappeared down the river. Now, open the basket and remove your drinking cup and a loaf of hearty whole grain bread. Before you eat this meal of Thanksgiving, think of all the reasons you have to be grateful. Be grateful for Mother Earth, for her trees and rivers and oceans, and mountains. Be grateful for the moon and the stars, the night and the air. Be grateful for the fish in the waters, the birds in the skies, the plants, the animals. Be grateful for your family, your friends, your employer, your employees, your coworkers, your teachers, your students. All that exists have lessons to teach you, and you are grateful for their guidance. Now, dip your cup into the river, which flows with the goodness of clear, clean, drinkable water. Return to the blanket and bless your meal. With each mouthful of bread and each sip of water, you feel more grateful, more satisfied with your life. Overhead, the full moon appears to grow larger and larger as it pours its healing white light upon you. In gratitude, you pick up your flute and play a song of thanks to the heavens. You are grateful for your life. You are grateful for this day. All your fears and guilt have been removed from your being. All is well. If you're a new listener, Light Lines is a 5-minute writing session I created to help uplift and honor yourself. It's about opening your heart and raising your vibrations by writing short, positive reminders about how wonderful and blessed you are. As you write your Light Lines today, I will play my heart chakra crystal singing bowl to help open your heart chakra. In a moment, you will hear me strike the bowl 3 times, indicating the writing session has begun. Then, after 5 minutes, you will hear the bowl struck 3 times again, indicating the session has ended.
I hope you enjoyed today's Light Lunch. To receive show menu updates, please click the follow button on the Within Radio page at withinradio.com. You will also find this show available on my Right Lather channel on YouTube. To learn about my vibration-raising classes and products, visit my Right Lather Virtual Writing and Wellness Spa at rightlather.com. Until my next Light Lunch on the 15th of the month, please remember to be kind to yourself. Love and listen to your body. Avoid negativity. Forgive everybody. And don't forget to count your blessings. Namaste.